Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise wrap-up. I'm Amy, and welcoming back this week, as always, the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how's it going?
I'm good. I'm glad to be back. I had a nice week off. Nice mid-season vacation, I guess.
Okay.
What are we calling her?
How was it? We missed you.
It was good.
I'm glad you got a vacation.
I had a wonderful vacation to New England. I stopped off in Boston to see my friend and yours, Taylor Cotter. And then I continued on with my friends. We went to Rhode Island for a couple days. It was wonderful.
Did you see Jared?
No, I thought about it and I was like, oh, I should look up what restaurant he owns. And then I like totally forgot. Wow. Actually, I'm going to look it up right now. But it was good.
Nice.
Bachelor in Paradise. Oh, wait a second.
Yes, Taylor Cotter, host of the Orange is the New Black, co-host of the Orange is the New Black podcast on Post Show Recaps with Jessica Leese. Check that out if that's a show you watch. And yeah, that's exciting that you got to.
The Providence Oyster Bar.
Oh, interesting.
I feel like I walked by it.
Okay.
Providence.
Any listeners in Rhode Island? We should send Taylor Cotter there.
Well, I know Emily Scherer. She goes to the art school.
Mm.
So Emily.
RISD, I think.
Yeah. Emily, go to the restaurant and tell us how it is. Report we back. Won't pay you for it, but just
give
do
us
it.
Some matches or like a little, you know, whatever they give away.
I was worried for a second because when it first came up, some of the website was in Comic Sans and I was like, no, we're not doing this, but it's fine now. We're good.
All right. Interesting.
Not as many likes as I would expect.
Yeah, he's not promoting it. If it's all the Jared, where are the Jared fan girls when he really needs them?
He's not going the Ben Flanick route,
right? Nice. Well, we had quite a bit of ups and downs, I'd say, on these two episodes this week. Where would you like to start?
Where would I like to start? Can I go like skip a lot of BS and just go to the absolute zeros that are all of the guys that came this week?
Yes, I think that's the biggest story.
Like, who the fuck are these people? Like literally everyone, and like they were all on within like we've podcasted
seen
them.
Their
we've
season.
Drafted them. Like yeah. We went over their bio.
They weren't even any of the guys that left undrafted, as far as we know. Like they actually were there, and yeah, Carl walked in. It's like
all of these people, like their faces might as well be like paper bags because I don't know what they look like. I couldn't pick Carl out of the lineup right this second.
Right. The only reason I eventually once he said his name was Carl, I was like, OK, I remember having a Carl on my draft. And
like I vaguely remember like a firefighter and like I feel like right. We thought he was cute, but like I'm just like.
But he was gone so soon, like second week.
Yeah.
But then Ryan. Is that his
like,
name?
Literally, like, no idea.
I still don't know. I still don't know. I guess he grew facial hair, but he was totally invisible.
Like, and Brett, I remember,
we remember the lamp.
I remember the lamp, and someone tweeted me being like, oh, yeah, he was the hairdresser, remember? He had a mullet. And I was like, oh, yeah, he had a mullet. I forgot about that.
And he got the creepy Dodo music when he walked in. But,
oh, isn't it funny how Izzy's going from hairdresser to hairdresser?
I didn't even think about that. Vinny the barbershop.
Yeah. Well, sounds like she has a type.
Yeah. So let's start with the Vinny and Izzy breakup, the Brett arrival. He was the one new arrival who was a nobody, but he caused the most, I guess, activity in the episode. Drama, because there was Kayla, yeah. Jared, all these different pieces pulled in there. First of all, does he warrant that kind of attention? Apparently every girl thought he was like the hottest thing.
Like he's good looking, but I mean, he's basically every other tan guy with a beard that I've ever seen.
Yeah. He's just total hipster.
He just had a lamp. Know. Like that's it. I wouldn't know who he was other than that.
Yeah. And they a little bit overdid it on the lamp puns too, when they were getting all the confessions like, oh, the light bulb went off. It's like, okay, we get it. That's all you can talk about because that's all we remember of him.
This is like literally all we got.
Yeah. So he comes in and Izzy just like goes like heart eye emoji for him. Mm-hmm. And she had like thoughts that she was going to throw up and don't know. Have you ever reacted that way to just seeing some guy walk in? Is this the reaction you get when you're watching a Blue Jays game, for example? Or
I was going to say, like, if Jose Bautista is like within like a kilometer of me, I get heart palpitations. But, okay. Or like when he does his outfield stretches where he's like putting his butt up in the air, I'm like, what up, Jose?
All right. So this has to be celebrity worthy.
Yeah. Kind of, like, I'm not Brett. Like, for like nobody, zero man Brett. Like, no, I'm sorry.
Right. So he comes in, but he has his sights set on Kayla.
Of course.
And
this was like,
what is going on?
The most ridiculous scene of this entire like series. Like, I'm not kidding. Yeah.
Okay, can you and I reenact it? I'll be Brett.
Okay.
You be,
okay,
Kayla, I'll be Kayla. And I'll ask you on a date. Okay. Okay. Oh, hey, Kayla. I got this date card, and you were one of the people I really wanted to get to know. Would you like to go on this date?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, sure. Oh, but like, no. Okay, but yes. Okay, like, I'm going to go ask Jared first. Okay, now you have to be Jared for a minute.
Okay.
So, Jared, Brett asked me out on this date, and I think I'm going to go, or maybe I won't go. You know, I'm not going to go. Actually, I'm going to go. I think I'm going to go. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I don't want you to go, but I guess if you want to go. Okay, thanks. Can I kiss you?
No, I think I am going to go. Okay. Okay, now you have to be Brett again, Amy.
Okay. Hey, Kayla, okay. So about the date card, you going to come?
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to come.
Wait, Jared didn't let you, or?
He said I could, but you know what? You're right. I am going to come. I am going to come on the date.
Oh, awesome. I'm really excited.
Like, you know, maybe I shouldn't. Like, I shouldn't do that to Jared.
But you came here to meet other guys, right?
Yeah, so. You're right. You know what? I will go on the date. I will go on the date. All right. Okay. Next scene. We're in front of the crowd.
Okay.
We're all going on the date. We're going, yay, on the date together. Oh, you know what? Maybe I won't. Okay, wait, no, I am. I'm going.
What's happening?
I'm going. We're getting on the boat. We're going on the date. End scene.
End scene.
And that was like an abridged version.
Right.
Like, this went on for like 15 minutes.
This was like a two-act play happening.
It was longer than Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
What? I mean, at what point should Brett have just like jumped in and been like, you know what? I don't want to go with you anymore because,
like, I don't know. Is your hair really that great? Like, it's good, but I'd be like, no, like, honestly, I'm going to go bang with the twins. I'm sure she'll put out.
Right. Oh my gosh. At some point I just wanted to throw my TV on the ground, throw something at the TV.
Like, she just could not have done anything worse for her character.
Right.
Than what she did.
Right. It was just so rude to both Jared and Brett. Because for the one time, like, to just say, well, I thought it was dumb when she let Jared influence her to not go. And he was just like, yeah, just stay. Because I don't, you know, she doesn't need his permission if she's just wants to go. But then to tease both of them back and forth,
yeah,
and like in front of everyone saying she's going and then not. And then
if I was Jared, I'd be like, are you kidding me? Like, are we doing this?
Right. Because she even was like, you want me to go?
If you were in Kayla's situation, would you like... Like, clean slate, like, it is you in that position instead of Kayla. Like, would you go?
It didn't seem like she was all that into him. I guess she was at first, maybe, or she thought she was, or said something like, oh, I think she just wanted the airtime. So I wouldn't.
Interesting.
I wouldn't if I was that into Jared.
I probably wouldn't either, but it's, like, mostly based on my deep-seated anxiety, and it's, like, I can't believe one guy is interested in me. I better not, like, mess that up.
Got it. Okay. And then, but it was a booze cruise, so would that have enticed you more
as
a double date?
Yeah. If someone told me, I was like, okay, like, booze cruise, I'd be like, okay, like, free alcohol?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Charcuterie tray? Absolutely. Check. I'm there. I don't care if I'm going on the date with Gio from Are You the One. I'll go on a booze cruise if there's a charcuterie tray. I'll go anywhere if you're going to give me prosciutto and cheese.
What if you have,
like,
to get
literally anywhere?
A strip tease from Brett the hairdresser.
No, fuck that.
So you would have pulled a cable at that point.
I would have been like, bye, and jumped off the boat, maybe.
Right. I mean, maybe she thought, okay, there was that other double date, and... Well, all the double dates get pretty, like, intense.
Trashy?
Yeah, trashy. So I think, Yeah, I think it was just kind of a tease, wanting the airtime, just going and like, hey, this is the spirit of paradise. And you know what? She was supposed to be the bachelorette. So maybe she just wanted a taste of, hey, like I can date more than one person. It's cool. And she was embracing paradise, but she doesn't have the personality to do it. So I think that's what disappointed me, because we saw on the other end of the spectrum, the nobody Carl and one of the twins. Now I'm forgetting which twin he went with.
It was Emily.
Emily. Okay. Because then the other twin went with the other nobody. So on the one hand, I'm happy that there's like hope for the twins to stick around, because it wasn't looking good.
I'm enjoying them. Yeah. Okay. So like, let's backpedal a whole episode, because we kind of glossed over Monday night.
Right. The Daniel was like the kingmaker. He was the make or break. Everyone was fawning over Daniel. We had Sarah, the twins, and Ashley, I all like in the balance, because everyone else was coupled up. Even Evan and Carly, shockingly, somehow.
Oh my God.
So we need to talk about that.
Like, I'll have like a whole like 20-minute spiel about that.
Okay.
BS. But yeah, so we see Sarah go, which is really upsetting, because we love Sarah, but it's kind of like, girl, you're too good for this. Like, get yourself out of here.
Mm-hmm. She was throwing Ashley make a half birthday cake for Daniel. Like, they were all just pulling out all the stops, and she's above that.
And Ashley, I also didn't get a rose, but that didn't stop her.
Apparently,
she got out of the car and ran back, and I was like, guys, can I stay? And then Kayla's like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Right. And then everyone else is like, all right, whatever.
Yeah,
because I'm sure the producers were like, say yes, say yes.
Right.
I mean, fine with me. I don't care. I like Ashley. Give me Ashley.
Yeah.
I'm getting like a little bored with like the she wants to hop on Jared's D storyline.
Mm-hmm. And
but like, I'm F fine with her.
Stimulate his mind. And but we knew again, this the previews ruin everything, because we knew she was staying around when she didn't get that rose, because we saw her on a date with Wells and he's not even there yet. It's week four and where is Wells? So
Wells watch 2016.
Exactly. That's an early hashtag contender. So yeah, she gets to come back. Sarah left. The twins get to stay. What did you think of Haley? Was it Haley's strategy to kiss Daniel?
I mean, fine, I guess. It works.
So.
Get your stipend, girl.
So is Daniel living on borrowed time now? Because who's going to... Now the twins are both occupied.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Are you going to miss him if he goes?
Yeah, I will. But I think he's run his course.
Yeah. He lasted longer than we thought.
So. I mean, he's going to be back next season, so it's fine. This Good is not point. The end of Daniel.
Good point. No one has to be one and done with Paradise. It can be a legacy thing. You know, we'll see Sarah again, hopefully. Or maybe not hopefully, but likely. And some other ones will be repeat. Like Vinny, maybe.
Vinny.
All right. So we said goodbye to Sarah and wish her the best. Ashley I comes back. And yeah, it's like she gets a pass. I guess she's a veteran and they know she's going to bring the drama. But I agree. It's getting a little old, because we haven't seen her really have any other storyline. What's your take on like who's more at fault here in this situation? Is just Ashley I deluded? Is Jared leading her on too much, or just not being straightforward? Is Kayla being too forgiving? Yeah.
I liked Kayla in the moment where she was like, so you're just like here to sabotage me. Like, that's all you're doing.
Right.
And Ashley's like, what? No.
And
Kayla's like, don't play this game with me. I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know it was you who told Jared whatever cock and bull story you made up. Because as much as we maybe like Kayla isn't our favorite human, like, I don't think either of us believe she's like a bad person. I think she's just like wishy-washy and can't make up her mind.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't doubt that she's into Jared, but like, I also like, so like what Ashley's saying, like, I don't believe.
Right.
I think she's just like making it up.
Right. I think, you know, Kayla is 24 and she's probably.
Yeah. Like, let's not forget her and I were born in the same year, I think.
So you wouldn't just want to come to Paradise and be like, Jared, you're my everything. Get married.
Let's not propose marriage after knowing someone for 4 days.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, that doesn't like usually indicate a long lasting relationship.
Right. I don't think so. So, and she was taken, the title of bachelorette was taken away from her. She
that didn't sucks. Get
to see, you know, how that might have played out. And
okay, but like, would we have even made it past the first night?
In like terms of you and I watching it?
I mean, like her being, it would take like 3 days because she'd be like, maybe this person. Oh, but like, no, this person. Like, oh, no, oh, yeah. not this person.
Oh, so you want to date me? Okay, you can stay. Oh, wait, you like flew this far? Okay, you can stay. Yeah, exactly.
Don't go. No, stay.
I mean, does she provide anything in terms of good TV? Is she just like pretty to look at? Because it seems like every guy was into her, but I'm still, yeah, I agree. I don't think she's a bad person, but I don't need to see another date that she goes on. And same with Jared, like equal.
Jared is like, okay.
They're both really boring.
He's always been like a vanilla ice cream sundae without whipped cream.
Right. Now, we've talked a lot about kind of, you mentioned Are You the One? And that concept of when there's a happy couple, should we send them off? Yeah, send them off. Now, that's what I'd like to see with Jared and Kayla. We brought this up as like, this is a way that they can improve the show. But now, this week, we've seen a couple of couples that looked really steady and were really boring, like Vinny and Izzy, have this conflict 4 weeks in. And that shocked everybody. So now, do you think, maybe there's something to leaving the boring couples in because there always is this unpredictability and we want to see if someone can shake it up, even if it's okay, someone like
so
Brett.
Here's the thing. That person has to have made it past the fourth week in their original season and been on this show for 4 weeks.
Okay.
Because like, I feel like Izzy, she seems like she's great.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you have seen other seasons of Bachelor in Paradise, you'll know that like the happy couples don't get a whole lot of screen time.
Right.
And if you're someone who only lasted like an episode in your original season, like, wouldn't you want to, you know, just squeeze the juice a little bit more?
She's probably noticing that even when she and Vinny are going off to the fantasy suite, nothing's following her. And it's like, maybe I should, you know, look at this guy. And do you think the producers knew, they must have known like her type too? Like maybe she drew a picture of her perfect guy.
Yeah, I think that is possible because we both know that she didn't write down Brett on her list of guys she wanted to see in Paradise. So that makes a lot more sense. And yeah, they threw him in kind of right when, you know, those boring couples were getting boring.
Right. Yeah. So do you think there was anything to their connection? Was it just a physical thing?
Yes, I absolutely do. I think they did have a connection. But like, as much as I like Vinny and it, like, I'm sad to see his heartbroken and sad to see him leave, I think there's a lot of merit to what Izzy was saying.
Okay.
Like, you just met this guy 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're closing yourself off completely. And like, the fact that that guy walked in and she was like, oh, shit. And like, that's all it took. Like, I think it's perfectly reasonable for her to be like, okay, listen, Vinny, like, this thing happened. So, like, I just want to let you know. And, like, I think that was the right move for her. Like, what was she going to do? Like, delay it? No. Like, she did the right thing.
Right. And it's just, it's a blow to his ego. And it's weird because we see these shows, and, of course, The Bachelor, Bachelorette, they're very one-sided. So the lead is allowed to explore a bunch of different connections, and the people competing aren't allowed to, you know, they can get jealous and cause the drama, but they're not allowed to really argue with the concept. But it's weird that here, when it's equal opportunity, some people have the attitude like, yeah, go, you know, meet, you know, don't close yourself off, meet other people, and we'll see if this is strong enough. But then others, it's like, hey, we were a couple from day one, and don't go talking, don't even go on a date with anybody else. So she did have the right attitude in that sense. But do you think Vinny kept saying, I feel led on? Do you think she led him on, or was it just a case of like, oh, this is an abrupt change of feeling?
Yeah, I absolutely think he's perfectly I would feel led on in his scenario, too.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I think, you know, I have nothing against what she did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see both sides of the equation. Like, I 100% believe that she was totally into Vinny.
Right.
But then this happened.
It's not the case of, like, other seasons or cases where we see somebody keep someone for a rose.
It's not like Ashley and Graham.
Right. Yeah.
Or just she was feel just like, obligated. Okay. Or like even Jared and Ashley I last season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just you're stuck in this.
Yeah.
Quote unquote partnership, but it's not the romantic connection.
Yeah. And so Izzy had, you know, like the gall to actually say something. And I think she did the right thing. And mm-hmm. it sucked a lot right then. But I think she's going to be better for it.
What about Vinny choosing to leave? I was pretty disappointed because I thought, hey.
I was too, but like, you know, I feel like if he leaves in that moment, he has the upper hand.
Mm-hmm. That's
true. I don't think he was thinking like that. I think he was just thinking like, okay, well, I can't get over this in that time. So like, I might as well just peace out.
Right. Now, did you watch After Paradise at all this week?
No.
Okay. Well, Vinny was on and then Izzy came on later and he was still kind of the heartbroken. He looked great. Izzy looked great. She had this cute,
she's like one so piece, beautiful.
Yeah. Like deep V. What do you call a romper, but it's like pants?
I guess like a jumpsuit.
Jumpsuit, yeah. She had that on. And then, she seemed kind of like, oh, I let a great guy go. But they also alluded to something like there were things that weren't aired that were not and like, cool.
I'm sure that's the case.
Yeah.
So like, what did they say what wasn't aired or?
Well, I think it was like, well, maybe Vinny said some things in public or on social media that Izzy wasn't cool with or that she thought was private. And then he didn't like how she handled the situation. And so basically there's no hope of them getting back together, but they're not like really rude to each other or anything. But it was just sort of like, okay, if this is the way you're going to handle this, it probably wasn't meant to be, which we could figure out. It's Bachelor in Paradise. Not everyone can be Jaden Tanner, but Vinny's mom was Skyped in. So
like, no wonder she was, like, still so angry.
Can you imagine? I'd like to hear your impression of Vinny's mom.
Oh, my God.
On what she would have said to Izzy. I bet you could just nail it without having watched it.
Yo, Izzy, you don't have to come over for dinner. And that's, you know, you're missing out. I had chicken palm already for you to come over for dinner. And now you're not coming over for dinner. Not if you break Vinny's heart like that. No, she's too good for you. There's so many girls who want to be with him and he's too good for you. And, you know, you're missing out. You're missing out, Izzy. And this is your fault. It's all you broke my baby's heart. I'm going to break you.
That's pretty much exactly.
Oh, I stuck it like Simone Biles in the vault final.
Yes. Nice. Awesome. So let's see. They also had Nick as a guest and then Josh called in and neither of them really wanted to sort of look each other in the eye, even though it was over Skype with Josh.
Like, but, yeah, like, yeah. Stop. Okay. Things the show needs to stop forcing on me. Ashley, I and Jared. And this Josh versus Nick thing. Okay. Because we both listened to this podcast this week. Okay. So it's Juliet Littman's Bachelor Party podcast on Channel 33. If you haven't listened to this, I would 100% recommend it. It's not spoilery at all, but it was very, very interesting. And he just basically said, like, yeah, we were buddies on the show, and then it got weird because we were both in love with the same girl. And now we don't really get along.
You're talking about The Bachelorette. Buddies on Bachelorette, yes. Andy's season. Yeah.
And now we don't really get along, and it's fine. Like, neither of us really care.
Right. They're both, like, over 30. It's like, okay, let's not keep drawing this out, like, and he explained more about the Amanda situation, that he and Amanda had a conversation, not necessarily off camera, but just it wasn't aired because that would of course detract from the drama. But he had said to Amanda, like, okay, like, it was a fun date, did you have fun, but I'm not going to stop you from making other connections.
Yeah. And
they're not going to show those kind of conversations because that's boring. So, you know, but he was also caught off guard that Amanda didn't give him a heads up when they got back from the date that, hey, yeah, this is like who I'm with now. So
well, it happened pretty quick. Like, I don't think she had the time to like
unravel just put his himself. Face on her. Yeah.
And started just like. I assume that was the noise. Right. I muted the television.
Now, is she just like underfed and just wants the pizza? Is that why she's attached to his mom?
Oh my God. Maybe.
So let's see what else. We did Vinny, Izzy, Jared, Kayla, Brett. Okay, let's talk about these nobodies and the twins. Is there any hope for these relationships?
Oh my God, of course not. He doesn't, like, none of them even know which twin's which. Like, of course there's no hope for this relationship.
Yeah, but I guess it doesn't matter if it's Carl, because she's
nobody
into
knows
him.
His name either.
Yeah, but when he gets it messed up, it's not a criteria. So maybe that's the way that the twins can judge. It's like, hey, if I don't, I'm not even bothered he doesn't know which is which, then I must really like him because I
oh my
forgive
God.
That or something.
That is the worst. No.
Brandon got, you know, they used that as a reason to get rid of that nobody. And
that's the most absurd thing I've ever
done. What's the strategy of the show, of the producers bringing in these total nobodies? Do they?
I don't know. It, like, infuriates me because these girls are pretty wonderful.
Yeah.
They're all beautiful and smart for the most part, except the twins don't know what a Europe is, apparently.
No.
I just want to thank Daniel for showing how great the Canadian school system is. Because mm-hmm. even a dumb like him is like, you don't know what Europe is. Like, you don't know
right.
where Italy is.
You don't know
is,
North America. Don't you don't know the first president.
Are. He was just like, are you... Like,
he couldn't handle dating the twins. And when we thought that would be like one of the obvious, like, oh, they're both kind of...
Like
ditzes.
The dumbest representation of Canada, Daniel.
But he knows he's
more intelligent than probably like the, you know, bottom 30% of the country. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
Funnel some more money into geography.
Maybe he should. They haven't done a Bachelorette Canada, right? Yet.
No, it's coming up this fall.
Ooh, nice. Finally. Maybe I should route him back to Canada to compete
I think
on that.
So.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. He's best when he's competing with others, I think, and just commiserating, bonding with other guys. Just good confessionals. All those statements about all the bleeped statements. Did you like how they treated that about Ashley?
I'm not sure if I remember that part.
Okay. He was just
you
like,
tell.
So he was talking about Ashley being a virgin. And so he'd be like, the good thing about Ashley being a virgin is, and then it went, beep, cut for like, please stand by. And they just showed a picture of Daniel in the Speedo with like,
I must have missed that.
Yeah, like a warning.
What was I doing?
I don't know. But yeah, so they just kind of did the treatment of like, okay, we can't really show what he's saying, but he was getting probably kind of graphic of like, yeah, you're like, what did he say? Like, it's like Columbus discovering or something. It's like climbing Everest, or he just had all sorts of things. And then they just cut out and showed him in his Speedo. Like, it was an error on the TV. One of those, like, yeah, it was funny. What else? What other couples do we have? A lot of people just drifted back into invisibility, like Nick and Jen. Do you even remember that they were a couple?
Yeah, because I watched like half of the first half of last week's episode. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't see Jen come in, and I was like trying to remember her. Right. And then like every shot in like Monday night's episode was just like the back of her head. I was like, no, show me her face. Mm-hmm. So they kind of fade into the background.
Into the
and thankfully Amanda and Josh did too, because
right.
I could only handle so much slurping.
Exactly.
My ears aren't made for that.
No. Well, I think it's time then to hear your rant on Evan and Carly.
Oh my fuck.
Because they came back into the forefront.
Somehow, in my vacation time, they became a real couple.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Well, like a week
Carly
ago, I thought, okay, she's just strategizing.
Carly literally threw up at the thought of kissing Evan.
And not in the way of Izzy wanting to throw up about Brett. Like,
yeah, and now we're here. And they're like making out in some sort of like...
Carly
Cut?
Gets all these like creepy.
But she was so
dates.
Into this one. And then they like went at each other with the mouth. And I wanted to cry because I was like, oh fuck, they're gonna bang right here. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Yeah, they showed her talking to him at the pool, and I guess him talking about like having like a year of going crazy and hooking up with a bunch of girls made her be like, oh, he actually like has a sex drive. But I'm convinced that he probably is just making that up and was just like,
oh yeah.
I totally like went on three Tinder
girls.
Dates. Yeah. So she wants to see like the manly side, and then that didn't exactly come out exactly, but she's saying things that sound logical, but because it's Evan, I just can't get behind it. You know, she's saying, oh, he really like looks at me like I'm the most beautiful person and he's not what I expected, but I'm open to it. And he likes my quirks. But I just can't. I can't deal with it. I was so sure that it was strategy. Last, you know, she needed to stick
she's
around.
She's tricked herself into believing that she's into this.
Mm. And probably with some producer influence.
She's so thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
That she's like convinced herself.
Right. And she was so wounded by Kirk last year that she has to go the complete opposite. And like, this guy is never going to break my heart. He falls in love with anyone. You know, he was like all about Amanda and just whoever was talking to him. I don't know. It's pretty painful. But do you think they could be one of the proposals?
No, there's no way.
Yeah. She was a little bit backing off.
What Kirk did to Carly, Carly's going to do to Evan.
Okay.
Paradise repeats itself.
Yeah, it's cyclical. Because we also saw Ashley I just like being all excited when Jared was upset. Like, ooh, now it's happening to him and he's going to be the new Ashley in Paradise because Kayla's going with somebody else and that whole thing. So I don't know. It's interesting, at least. I feel like this season is a lot more dynamic, maybe, or just we've seen more
fluid
variety. Yeah, we've seen more variety of types of relationships, and even if there's some dull people coming through. We didn't talk about Grant and Lace yet. We saw a little bit of ups and downs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there. So one thing we kind of sailed over was that Jade and Tanner came for a visit and sat down with all the couples and was like, oh, we're going to hand out a date card based on who we like the best.
Mm-hmm. So they ended up giving
Yeah. They ended up giving the card to Jared and whatever. And then, like, Lace and Grant had, like, this weird fight.
Yeah, so the day before, Grant did the move that we like, where he plans like a separate little date on his own. Yeah. And he did scheduled massage at the resort, or if we can call it a resort. And then he told Jade that he loved her. And she didn't say it back, but you could tell she was moved by it, touched by it. And, you know, sweet little moment.
Not moved enough to say it back.
No.
Which is reasonable after
14
days, if that.
Right. Yeah.
How hard do you think is it for them to like get it in their head? Like, this is week four. Don't say day like six.
True. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? This is week four for us. But yeah, these are all like the dates are piled on one after the other. They're not just waiting around for a week for a date card and someone new to arrive. I'm pretty sure all those people that show up as late arrivals are just at the resort at the same time as everyone else in sequester and just ready to be pulled depending on who's going to cause drama when. So yeah, it's probably like, okay, repeat that again. Just like they have to keep repeating like Kevin, no, Carlos. Oh, Carl. Yeah, that's who it is. So yeah, they, you know, had a nice little date. Lace didn't say it back, but then they met with Jade and Tanner and are trying to make the case that they deserve the date. But Jade and Tanner kind of pointed out, okay, it seems like Grant is a little more in on this. And then, so then they fought about it because he's like, hey, made it seem like I'm the only one into you. And then I couldn't tell if she was just mad because they screwed up their chance to get a date or if she was really like annoyed by Grant.
Or she was just like overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, wait, maybe I shouldn't be saying I love you at any point. And now I've seen Jade and Tanner and I don't know if I want to be at that point at the end of this.
Yeah.
And they totally brought in Jade and Tanner at the point when everyone was so depressed about Vinny and Izzy. So it's like, ooh, look, love is true. It can
love
happen here.
Love is real.
Right. So were you excited to see them in any case?
I don't. Like, do no? I care?
Over it.
Like, I like them. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I like them. But, like, I don't need them right here. Like, no. I don't. Sorry.
Who is the most likely at this point? Who can you see being Jade and Tanner 2.0?
Amanda and Thing.
Amanda and Thing. Most likely to be there'd be a totally opposite type of couple, I suppose. Like,
yeah.
Josh is no Tanner, but yeah, they're probably going to be the engaged, one of the engagements. I guess there's going to be multiple. So we'll see. Let's see. Anything else to touch on before we jump into review? And
I don't think so. Can you think of anything? Maybe the questions will.
Questions will always. Oh, I know. Yeah. We want to talk about intros. So we saw some new intros of people.
We've had a couple more weeks of the intros. Mm-hmm. New contender for my favorite.
Okay.
Ashley I.
Ooh, she has an interesting one.
It's like a Virgin Mary one. Like, that's what it is.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even put that together. I thought she was like a fortune teller or something.
No, she's the Virgin Mary.
Oh dear. Because I was just like, where is this one coming from? Oh, that's funny. I have to give it, I liked Brett's with the lamp. Yeah. I thought that was pretty funny.
There was also one of the, there was another one that I was into.
Carl went underwater.
Yeah, his bangs look really bad there, so not in.
Ryan did surfing on the sand.
Like fake surfing. I don't know. Kayla's is stupid.
Kayla's is dumb.
Get the fruit away from me.
Right. So as Ashley I moved up, we had Nick, Lace.
Like the Nick and Josh.
Nick and Josh. Like they're Connor's a package one. Deal. Okay.
Yeah, I'd say Ashley I's is probably number one for me. Just because I've seen the other one so much.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I like the fresh blood.
The novelty. All right. I can get with that. So she bumps Lace down, and then we've got Nick and Josh.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. Yeah, I think they're still better than Brett because he's Brett. So we don't care.
But he's going to be gone soon anyway. So.
Lamp guy. Yeah. Yeah, where do you think he and Izzy are headed? Just like one more rose, like to keep him around, and then he dumps her for someone else?
I don't even know. I think she might leave.
Oh, really? Okay, interesting.
Yeah, like.
She's just over it, too.
Yeah.
We'll find out. We have also Nick and Josh drama to look forward to, I guess, next week. I know you're excited. All right. Well, last week, Jordan picked a review from the Canada side of things. Do you have a review from any side of iTunes that you'd like to share today?
I do. I have one on the south of the border.
Okay.
Not the south of your border, but the south of my border.
Right.
Which our border is a little, it's mostly east from where I live.
Yeah.
Like I'm actually
further north than you right now.
You're like much further north than me.
It's really confusing.
When we were in Rhode Island, we rented an Airbnb. And so the guy who owned the house, his mom came to like say goodbye to us.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, is it going to be a lot colder where you guys are? And we're like, we live more south than you. And she's like, oh, okay. Yeah,
exactly. She only thinks probably of Canada as Newfoundland, like above Maine, you know, like Quebec.
So here's your homework today. Get a map of North America. Find Niagara, which is, you know, you'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
And draw a straight line. Just like take a ruler, draw a straight line Niagara and through the rest of the United States and see how far south I live compared to like a lot of things.
Yes. If you are a listener who is from the U.S. like me and you live further north than Haley, tweet us and let us know.
Yeah. Which should the hashtag be? North of the...
Ooh.
North of Niagara. I don't know.
North of Haley?
Yeah, hashtag North of Haley.
I like it. Yay. Fun stuff. Okay.
So the review.
Okay.
So this one is from Kat6570. She says, BIP is the ultimate ridiculous, and I love listening to you break that ridiculous down every week. Thank you, Kat. We love breaking it down for you.
Short and sweet, and we love the ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Love it.
Short and sweet, but still 5 stars.
That's all we care about. As long as
we also care about that you're enjoying the experience. But.
Yeah, exactly. And that you're entered to win the Bachelor in Paradise Bachelor Care Package. So fan package. Thank you for listening. It really helps out the show and support other podcasts from Rob Has a Podcast, Post Show Recaps, by rating review, leaving those stars. That would be great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, like, there's really like appreciate it. There's a lot of excellent stuff coming up on the reality TV wrap-ups. We're getting a RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 2 podcast with Ali, Mike, and Brent, which I am so excited for.
That is a good lineup.
It's going to be wonderful.
Nice. And a lot of these, you could just listen, even if you don't watch the show.
Yeah.
And we find that's what people
like,
do
I know
with
you
ours.
Guys, not all of you watch Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise. You're just here for us for some reason. We appreciate it. But like, try out one of those other shows too. It's great. I would listen to the Top Chef one like all the time. And I only watched the episode that I was on.
Nice. Because you were in the background.
I was in the background. You could see my hair. No big deal.
Awesome. All right.
Let's still have the episode on my DVR in case you guys want to come over and watch it.
I have an episode somewhere on VHS of me at Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, just in the audience. I know Jessica Lise was actually on the show, but I was just in the audience where you just see my torso sitting in the front row, like one of the Ask the Audience people. So back in the Regis days, that was one of the TV tapings I attended. So yeah, I have that somewhere. I was like, Mom, you got to tape it. I'm in New York on spring break. tape it on our kitchen TV. So yeah, you got to hang on to those things.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, let's jump into, we got a lot of great questions this week on Facebook, email. You can email us at bachelorwrapup@gmail.com. And on Facebook, follow Rob Has a Podcast and you'll see our post there, and on Twitter. So let's start with Angela Marie. She says, I really love Ashley I, and I know based on her actions and crying fits, that shouldn't be. What do you guys think it is about her that is so endearing and makes me forgive her insane tendencies and Jared obsession?
Because she just has this like realness about her where everyone on The Bachelor and Bachelorette just seem like so shiny and perfect, where like as stunningly beautiful as Ashley is, it's like she's like, well, like I have no sex appeal. Like no one wants to hang out with me because I'm not going to give him a BJ in the pool like Samantha did last year. And it's just like, it's kind of like refreshing, like as exhausted as we get with her antics sometimes. It's just like she knows who she is and she's like not afraid to be that, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, and she's willing to talk shit about Kayla and
herself, other people,
and herself. So she's self-deprecating and she's over the top, but then she'll catch herself and realize it. Like she'll talk to Jorge or she'll talk to the animal and she'll be like, oh no, they're going to do this thing. And it doesn't seem like she's putting it on. Like it's actually how she thinks. And
yeah.
I was listening to a podcast, Allison Rosen is your new best friend, and she was interviewing Heather McDonald, and she was a comedian who was on Chelsea Lately for a while as one of the panelists, but she said that she was a virgin until 27. That's, she wrote a book about it, and just like she was like, if that Bachelor in Paradise was on when I was 27, she was like, I would have been Ashley I. Like she was just like, I would have been like crying and just over the top. I would have wanted to be on TV and get attention. And so it's just kind of funny.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we need those character types. Dan Connolly, between his heartbreak here and his mom's rant at Men Tell All, does Vinny have an outside shot at being the Bachelor? Luke and Chase do nothing for me. Okay, that makes a lot of us.
Yeah. Do I think he has a chance for the Bachelor? Like, no. Do I think we'll see him back next year? Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just expecting a lot of returnees next season.
Right. On Bachelor in Paradise, returning.
Yeah,
because we've seen a lot more of them, more character development, I'd say, than some of those nobodies that lasted a while last time, like that guy Zach, or, you know, just people that we didn't care about.
I don't know who that is.
Right. So he was on way too long and we didn't care. And I could see him being back on Bachelor in Paradise, and like maybe the real outside shot that would maybe be slightly likely would be if he could be a Nick that shows up for The Bachelorette or something. He could still like, but he's just so far outside the like lead role, I guess. But they really were highlighting him a lot on the After Paradise. And I would be happier if it was Vinny, because he's not a type that they've had before as.
Yo, you should have my son as the Bachelor.
Yeah. They totally have. Oh, and also on After Paradise, they brought in like, seriously, five different people to talk to Vinny about like how he can move on. They had Ari, they had Dean, Shermay, or whoever Leanne Rimes broke up with.
Are you kidding me?
No. Then Patty Stanger, the Millionaire Matchmaker, they all came on and were like, you can move on, Vinny, and we love you. And
I would be like, y'all don't know me. You saw me on TV for 20 minutes. Like, let's not get this twisted.
Yeah, it was just like rattling off like, okay, who's like a D-list celebrity we can put up here? Okay, someone else. It was weird. So, you know, I guess Stranger Things have happened. And
Hashtag Stranger Things.
I haven't watched it either, but...
I'm not going to.
No, you're not going to. I am going to.
I can't do hour-long dramas. I can only do reality television and half-hour comedies. Like,
okay.
I have a really terrible taste in television. I don't know if you can tell that by the fact that I podcast about The Bachelor.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I have my priorities. I'm going to finish Bachelor in Paradise and, like, Married at First Sight and all these other shows first.
I'm really behind on the Mindy Project.
Okay. I finished I listened to it. I was like, I don't really need to stare at it. I could just like put it in my earbuds and just like.
Yeah. I made the mistake of like reading all of Harry Potter again because like the Real Weird Sisters podcast, I'm super into that. And like it was the second last chapter of the first book. So then I was like, well, I have to read the last chapter.
Right.
And then when I finished that, I was like, well, I have to read the next
book. It's very stressful when you're behind a TV show or I guess in your case, a book too. And then you're like, but I want to hear the podcast because the podcasts get me through my work day.
Well, like I've read all of the books. Like I'm very in on them. Like, I mean, but I just like once you get into it, like you just you can't stop until you're done. So I'm about a third of the way through the fifth book right now. So I've got a couple more. And then I got to read the Amy Schumer book and like, I'm just so busy. So I just live such a life that I'm just doing stuff.
Exactly.
Like rereading books I've read 5 billion times instead of like watching a new television show.
Right. Well, and going on vacation can like really, like, you know, it's has true, a number it's on your TV schedule.
Yeah, I missed like 4 episodes of Big Brother. I was like rewatching them. And then I forgot that the Friday night episode was like a special. Mm. And like halfway through, I was like, Why is the Sunday night special like, or the Sunday night show like not have any competitions? Like, what's going on? And then I like realized like 30 minutes in, like, oh no, like this is a special. So then I just kept like skipping through like replays.
Right. Skip through the filler.
Yeah.
You gotta like cut corners somewhere.
Yeah, so. I really do.
Brittany Larson Roberts wants to know, does Kayla really like Jared? She seems to make everything so complicated and is so wishy-washy.
Okay, yes, I think she likes Jared, but B, I think she's like super wishy-washy. Like, I'd want to punch her if we were trying to make dinner plans.
Right. Yeah, don't try to nail anything down with her. Just
no, you just got to tell her, like, you got to be here at this time, and that's it.
Okay, I just had my light bulb Brett moment. Is this why she wasn't The Bachelorette? Like, did she just tell the producers? She was like,
oh, maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
Oh, you want me? Oh, wait. Yeah, I don't know. My job still wants me to stay in Boston, so.
Honestly, yeah, probably. And, like, she says, she's like, oh, I only decided one day before going out on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, but now I kind of believe it. She's like, yeah, I had 20 days of just going back and forth, and on the, like, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I just showed up. Okay, this one's funny because, well, I almost misread it. It's from Ryan Hilliard, and he says, Haley and Amy. At first, I thought he said, I will be on Millionaire Matchmaker. I was like, oh my gosh, one of our listeners will be on Millionaire Matchmaker. But he says, Ashley, I will be on Million Dollar Matchmaker, which is the new name for Millionaire Matchmaker because she switched networks. Million Dollar Matchmaker this Friday. Will you two be watching? Thank you, Ryan, for telling us.
Yeah, so he posted this in the Patreon group. And so I messaged him back being like, what?
Is she a millionaire? Like, yeah. Or is she like one of the...
I doubt it. I don't know.
Like girls that shows up.
Either way, I told Ryan that it's his personal responsibility to remind me to watch it this weekend. Because I don't get that network.
Okay.
So I'm not going to be able to watch it live.
Right.
So I'm going to have to like go back into the archives sometime this weekend and watch it. Right. And like my boyfriend's away this weekend. So like I don't have any other friends. So obviously I'll have time to watch it.
Yeah. Perfect. I need to watch this too.
I told him that it's his personal responsibility that I remember to watch it because I'm going to forget.
And then you tell me.
And then
we'll have this chain going. And then anyone else listening that wants to tweet us when they're watching it to remind us. But no spoilers. But
just reminding.
Yes.
I'm forgetful. I don't know if you could tell by the fact that I don't remember half the people on this cast.
Yeah. How funny. Okay. This is an interesting one. Mandy Rhodes Billings says, Wells said on Snapchat that he doesn't show up in Paradise. Did I imagine him in the previews before the season?
No, you saw his face. And him and Ashley are going to make out. We're going to see this.
So
Wells is lying to us.
He's just being coy. Like
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just Wells on Snapchat, I think. Wells is going to be like the new Nick Vile, I think. He's like Nick Vile 2.0. He's going to just totally get like the fame from being, you know, just... I don't know, enjoying it a little too much, maybe.
Right.
I think I'm going to be over him soon. Jessica Frey, how come Jade didn't do her best friend responsibilities and get Carly out of the Evan situation?
Great question, Jessica.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jade, what were you thinking?
Yeah, Carly sang at your wedding. She must have been too busy trying to hawk
like the sugar bear hair like vitamins to like be like, oh no.
Evan, wait, does she have a vitamin line?
No, she's just like one of those people who sell stuff on Instagram.
Oh, got it. Yeah, that was wrong. I mean, I know that they just showed mostly Tanner giving his opinion, but he did say like,
I forgot what his voice sounded like, to be honest with you.
Really? I know he said, well, we can tell Evan likes Carly. I don't think they were buying it at all. So
no,
they are just as shocked as we are. She probably was just too stunned to. She was just like, OK, I don't know if I want to be Carly's friend anymore, if this is who she associates with, because it's too crazy. Another one from Jessica. Would you rather listen to Ashley I cry on loop for a year or watch Amanda and Josh make out for a year? Oh, my gosh. This is like one of those like Big Brother punishments.
I mean, definitely crying, right?
Yeah, because you can make out while she's crying.
Why would I do that?
But apparently it works for other people in paradise.
Ew. Oh, my God.
Brian Altshul wants to know, why have Josh and Amanda been completely invisible for the last several episodes? It's like they're not even there.
Great. I don't need to see them anymore.
Don't ask. We don't mind.
Yeah.
Bob Marasa Jr. We all know Haley can't stand Evan, but if Carly truly falls for him and they get engaged, will she come around?
No, I will not. I will never come around. I'll be like even farther away.
Yeah. We'll just totally distance ourselves from Carly and everything positive we ever said about her. Melissa Jane Slocum Waits says, I'm so over Jared. She is someone he just can't be nice to. If he ever shakes that leash to get a girlfriend, shouldn't he be worried about the stalker thing and worse? Hasn't he seen Lifetime movies, for God's sakes?
I think Jared like would star in Lifetime movies if he could.
I could see it. Yeah. So he just shouldn't be playing. Melissa's saying he shouldn't be playing the nice. He's been too much Mr. Nice Guy with Ashley.
Just be like, Ashley, listen, can you leave?
Right. He needs to do what Nick did to Ashley and be like, you're not in love and it's never going to happen. But apparently they have this great friendship and he trusts her. And
I've never been that good of friends with anyone.
Brandon Spears, which classic Renee Witherspoon character is Kayla most like?
Reese Witherspoon. What are you talking about?
Which classic Reese Witherspoon character is Kayla most like? So Tracy Flick from Election. Melanie Carmichael from Sweet Home, Alabama. Okay. Have you seen both
Amy,
these
I'm
movies?
Deferring this to you because you are the ultimate queen of a rom-com.
Right.
And I've never seen Election, and I've only seen like pieces of Sweet Home, Alabama, and I think it was Before My Love at the Birthday.
Okay. That would make sense because it's been a while since I've seen either of these two. I would say, okay, because The Sweet Home Alabama is very wishy-washy and Tracy Flick is very like, I have to be perfect. I have to do everything right. So I think it's wishy-washy because. Yeah, I don't think she's trying to be the star and trying to like get everyone to like her. But I think she is like, oh, wait, this life could be great. This life could be great. Let me go one way or the other. So I could be with that blonde guy who's like Matthew McConaughey, poor man's Matthew McConaughey, or I could be with Patrick Dempsey. Which one? Which
Patrick
one?
Patrick Dempsey. Clap, 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 clap.
Yes.
So, are you excited for Bridget Jones's baby?
I am, but I don't expect it to be good, but it has to like redeem. It has to at least be better than the second one. So, which isn't hard to do, but I suffered through the second one and I like the first one. And so let's just bring it home. Let's like Nick Vial. Third time should be the charm. We'll see. Scott Schieffer. Nick appears transformed from his bad guy persona to the voice of reason in VIP. Which is the real Nick? And are you team Nick or team Josh?
I think he's always been kind of the voice of reason, right? Like
we've always been team Nick. Yeah. Never really bought that evil persona.
No.
I was surprised actually in that podcast we listened to him talk about how hard it was being hated and being the villain. I thought he was more kind of middle of the road. I didn't know that he had got so much hate.
Yeah, because I mean, like we forget because we didn't hate him.
Right. And I guess he forgot. He didn't like the love that we sent him, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, team Nick. Josh just seems fake. I like Amanda. So if she's happy in that relationship, if that's a good match. But yeah, I think this has always been kind of who he is. And he's also mm-hmm. just kind of like the elder statesman. Like, he knows what to say, what will get airtime.
Yeah, because I feel like even in Andy's season, we liked him because he had that, like, oh, like, I didn't think this would actually work, but I really, I'm into this. And then in right. Caitlin's season, he was like, you know what, I don't care what the other guys say because I'm here for you and that's what matters. Mm-hmm. Like, I always bought what he was selling.
Right. He's more cautious, skeptical.
Yeah.
So that's good. And he's kept that same story throughout. So he hasn't wavered from, you know, he's not distancing himself from having feelings for Andy at the time or Caitlin. He's like, I had really, really, really relationships. They didn't end up the way I wanted at the time. I think it worked out for the best, but like, I cared for those women and, you know, which is nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check out that podcast if you want to hear more. He talks a lot about, you know, where things kind of went wrong with Andy and some things in the book that she said about him and stuff. It was interesting.
Mm, very, very interesting.
Yeah. Okay. And then this one is an email. It's from Andrea, and she's at Prim Winnie on Twitter. It seems like one of the twins pulled a mini Joe Bailey on Daniel by faking interest for Rose. Why is no one mad at the twins? Am I missing something? Or is it just because they didn't get caught texting someone pre-show? They kind of screwed over both Daniel and Sarah.
Yeah, this is a good point that I really hadn't thought of. Mm-hmm. I think it's because the twins are so, like, aloof, mm-hmm. where Joe and Samantha always had this, like, overlying, you know, idea that they're kind of, like, smart.
Mm. Yeah.
Where the twins, like, you would never accuse them of that.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like they were, like, Joe and Samantha, just people didn't like them in Paradise. Like, didn't want them around.
Yeah, like, people love the twins.
Yeah, so they were, like, excited. Like, are you going to kiss them? Like, you did it? All right, I'm so proud. Like, we saw Nick be like, yeah, I'm so proud of you kind of thing. Like, just, like, they were encouraging them to, you know, go on these dates with the new guys and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, they want them to stick around because they were in danger. So, yeah, I think that's good. And, you know, one of the twins kept Nick around, so that was nice. So he's just showing love back. And then, let's see, here's a tweet that we got. At Just Sterling 12, is Daniel the MVP of the season of Bachelor in Paradise?
Ooh. Hmm. I do love Daniel, but I don't know if I'm willing to name him MVP right now.
Okay, we gotta see how this whole season plays out.
I might give it to the twins at this point.
They've managed to stay a lot longer.
Center of every episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're scrappy because they weren't really, like, no one was really connecting with them right away, but they managed to stick around. And it's always fun that when it's the girls' turn, then the two of them can each kind of pick a guy, which is good. I'm glad they didn't keep them as one unit all the time. So it's two for the price of one. I mean, I think.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. So nice. All right, that's it for questions this week. Haley, is there anything you'd like to promote or just let people know how they can follow you and get in touch with you?
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, I did a Olympics preview podcast with Akiva Winokur. We got a lot of love for that. So then we did a like halfway through. And so now that podcast is pretty much irrelevant and was basically an hour after we recorded it.
Okay.
Like, literally, we ended recording and then, like six huge things happened within that hour. And then so we were just like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so that was a lot of fun. I love talking to Akiva. So you could find that on robhasawebsite.com or in your reality TV wrap-ups feed if you just want to go back and listen to it. Other than that, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. I appreciate you guys pimping my Instagram handle last week in case anyone wanted to look at my vacation photos. Yeah, so they're there. And you can find me on Snapchat, hstrong28.
Perfect. And I'm on Twitter at @RHAPRecapper. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll talk Bachelor in Paradise with you next week.
Bye.